worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
It's hot, I'm sweating, and I didn't shower yet today, so please don't put your nose right there.
Mickey.
I'll go around the back door.
And Lazy E.
Fart.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
We are the internet's leading contributor to global warming. A freak accident has occurred. Welcome to the podcast. Here's three hosts, me, Crisco, Lazy E.
I have something that once you hear it, it's going to be the greatest thing you ever hear.
I thought he was just going to end with, I have something.
I have something. No, but it's the greatest thing you'll ever hear.
That is quite an ambitious statement.
Oh, you'll believe me.
I did mention three hosts, so the third one has not spoken a word or made a noise yet.
And this will be a constant thing throughout the show.
Nikki!
It never ends.
It ends. It ends every time you stop talking, which is every time. All the time.
Well, then I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, but you're here all the time. You just give
That's
us...
That's what I mean.
Here's the thing, though. This whole arrangement is strange.
You got it.
Because he and I talk constantly on this show. And then she just gives us dirty looks. And then criticizes us. That's it. That's all that happens.
Well, we always said we wanted the voice of the listener. That's probably what they're saying.
Fair point. Our website, by the way, is afreakaccident.com. And the email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Thrilled you made the mistake of wanting to listen to this, but we're going to do our best to not let you down as bad as you're expecting after listening to this first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Getting there.
Yeah, but...
We figured out. We actually are. Well, no. We blow a lot of hot air. I get it. We're a contributor to global warming. But realistically, we've discovered...
We've actually fought it.
Yeah, we are blaming ourselves for being entirely responsible for these constant snowstorms that are battering the country, because it seems like every week, right on the day that we're trying to get together to record a new episode of the podcast, massive snowstorm. And we got a debate on whether or not we're going to make it out here or what the conditions are going to be like. So he and I have decided this is just further proof that we need to keep going with this podcast and never stop, because the more we do it, the more snow falls. Boom, global warming solved. Once the entire country is buried under ice, yeah, suck it, Al Gore. Look at what we're doing. What have you done? Just whine and complain and make a movie that nobody went to see. Well done.
God, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't even remember what it was called.
Al Gore, I'm stupid.
Man Bear Pig.
Yeah, Man Bear Pig.
So we're
there it is again. I hit it again.
Now they're listening.
And that's a nice transition.
That went right down my spine and into my colon.
That literally hit my chest.
Yeah.
Oh,
jeez, man.
Subject changer. That's how we're going to do it from now on.
I mean, yeah, you never know when, just random noises and screams and things are going to fly. There you go. There's that, too. See, you never know. You just keep this podcast. It keeps you on your toes.
We'll wake you up.
Keeps you guessing. There's somebody at their work desk right now, slowly fading off, and suddenly, in the middle of their office floor. And they respond by going, ah!
And we get them fired. Because they were sleeping.
Dude, does somebody say something at the end of that clip?
I think we just laugh.
Play it again. Oh, okay.
It's just us laughing because you blew out your ears.
Yeah. Blew out my throat, too.
But let's cleanse our ears with something we could all relate to. Mickey, do you still have a cat?
I never had a cat.
You never had a cat?
No.
Have you had a cat in your life?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can relate to this. Crisco.
Stop calling murderer a wussy. That's not the same thing. Just change the W for a P. You get it.
Crisco, you have three cats.
Yeah.
I have two.
Yep.
One of the worst things, at 3 in the morning, when you hear them go, meow,
Meow.
Right, dude, they do that.
They do it on purpose.
A lot of times, like, I'll be reading a book on the couch. I'll fall asleep on the couch. Wake up in the middle of the night because Rugby decides to walk out into the middle of the kitchen and just start howling. And it's like, what are you doing? What's happening?
So this one guy on the internet decided to get even with his cat and did this to it.
Is that
he
like
attitude?
It's the T-Pain of cats.
And it's great because the cat doesn't like it, so he starts freaking out when he's hearing it. This could be the whole show, honestly.
Yeah, just let that play for the next hour. We'll be fine. It's pretty amusing. Can I just point out?
Yeah.
Can I just point out that looking at the lineup for what we're talking—that's pretty funny. looking at the lineup for what we're due to talk about on this episode, I am incredibly disappointed in us collectively.
Why?
Because there was a news story this week.
Why are you looking at me?
And because Mickey, this is your favorite thing ever. There was a news story this week, and I had actually conceived possibly forcing myself to build a news update around this one story just so we can talk about it.
But we're going
to
do it anyways.
And because, like, well, what else are we really going to talk about? Mike Tyson wanted to pay $10,000 to fight a gorilla because that's what Mike Tyson does.
That's not even news anymore. That's just Mike Tyson.
That Jussie Smollett guy lied about getting attacked by, you know, Trump supporters.
Well, no, he got attacked. But he paid for it.
Yeah, he paid and they rehearsed it because he wanted to gain political clout and whatever. So, yeah, false police reports and everything else. I know, Mickey, you're squinting. You don't pay attention to things that happen
in the
world.
He's from the show Empire.
What's that?
He's an actor. He alleged that he got attacked by people wearing Trump hats and screaming MAGA country or something.
Yeah, and this
and turned out
things.
He lied about the whole thing, like wasted a whole bunch of police resources and time and everything else.
Lovely.
Now he's probably going to go to jail for registering a false police report.
Yeah.
And then, just staged a whole bunch of stuff to try to get sympathy for himself and also political clout. So that was news. Mike Tyson fighting a gorilla. That's really it. What else is going on? Space Force is still apparently a thing. Whatever.
But in Westchester County, there's something even better.
Yes. So this was in our Pennsylvania, our home state.
Pennsylvania. Yes.
There was a group of drug dealers.
Got caught.
Taken down in a sting. The police recovered a whole bunch of
heroin, crack, fentanyl, cash, everything.
All kinds of contraband. And one 3-foot-long alligator.
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 Come on, Mickey.
Alligator. 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 Alligator.
Can guard your drugs, can guard your drugs, can guard your drugs too.
Now, Mickey, not only does this include your favorite animal, an alligator, and song, it also encompasses your favorite thing, El Chapo.
Right, because they were using this alligator to guard their drugs and money, and his name is El Chapo.
It's appropriate.
I don't mean to make drug lords seem like good people, but they're hilarious. That is greatness.
They at least had a sense of humor.
El Chapo.
El Chapo.
El Chapo, which the whole El Chapo thing is a throwback to an entire other podcast that we were on.
Yeah, she went on this big conspiracy theory that he helps Colorado get legalized drugs.
Yeah,
or something.
I don't know. El Chapo is actually the governor of Colorado, something or another. Along those lines.
You know what? I should grab that clip, at least her explaining it, and put it up on SoundCloud. Our SoundCloud and get it up on our Facebook just so people
can
get
reference.
We'd
have to do a lot of editing.
I will do a lot of editing to
because
it's worth it.
Yeah, Mickey, it was something along the lines of, right, he was the governor, Colorado was giving El Chapo taxes so that he could import his drugs into the United States or something. It was
something
similar
along
to that.
Those lines. I forget.
It was pretty deep.
That was when we realized that Mickey is insane and has a whole bunch of crazy conspiracy theories.
There's a side of her we didn't know. And that the side I didn't want to know.
Yeah, we learned Mickey will believe anything.
Yeah, she's
anything.
Our resident Jesse Ventura.
You're a unique thinker, you are.
So what?
I have nothing to respond to that.
Good.
No.
That's the first time in recorded history, I think, so what has actually been the capstone to a discussion.
We need a segue to the next segment. All right.
And we're back on track. So yeah, El Chompo the alligator is like the best thing. That is this show and everything we've ever talked about in one news story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's our history.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Alligators. And El Chompo.
And El Chompo. All in one.
That should just be our tagline. All of that.
We should just retire the show right here and now, but we can't because we're fighting global warming by bringing more snow.
And also, we're celebrating Black History Month.
That's right, we are. Now, we have this segment that we do every episode in the month of February every year where we highlight characters in fiction, whether it's movies, TV shows, comic books, whatever the case might be, who have always been awesome and always been black. We call it Historically Black.
February is the month we all celebrate Black History Month, and we're not one to ignore this. We want to celebrate those characters who were and always will be African American. That's why Freak Accident proudly presents you with Historically Black. Axel Foley, a plainclothes cop from Detroit who got a surprise visit from his California friend Mickey back in the 80s. But what Axel didn't know is that it would be the last time he would see his friend, who was soon killed by a guy named Zach. This prompted Axel to hop on a plane to California to catch this no-gooder and become a Beverly Hills cop. He didn't go by the rules and routinely lied to get done what he needed to get done. This would lead him to another installment in Beverly Hills, and the godforsaken third installment we all try to forget. And wait, there's a fourth one coming?
Why?
Anyway. Well, besides the third time, and soon to be fourth, he showed us that laughter is the best medicine for murder, and that's why you, Axel Foley, are historically black.
Hey man, I ain't gonna fall for no banana and no tailpipe. Classic. Classic. So, congratulations.
And do you know
Axel
what the funny
Foley.
Thing is? Axel Foley was going to be played by a white actor. But then Eddie Murphy came
that
in.
That role is so iconic with Eddie Murphy in it. I can't imagine anybody else being anywhere near as entertaining.
It.
Right. But that's what I mean, though. But like, he defined it so well.
Oh, I know.
That it's like, I can't imagine anyone even coming close to what he did.
Well, it's like Robert Downey Jr. playing Iron Man.
Correct.
You can't picture anybody else doing it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, put Matt Damon in there. Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll work.
I kind of want a movie now with Matt Damon as Iron Man. Just one.
On the show today, in addition to all of this nonsense, whatever
happened.
This has been, we are going to help you trick people into thinking you're more competent.
This is going to be tough.
I feel like we shouldn't talk about this publicly because we'll be blowing up our own spot in a number of ways, but...
We've already done it.
I mean, we've never appeared competent, though. That's never happened.
Deep-a-da.
Did that word come out wrong? Competent?
No, I just said deep-a-da.
Oh, he just said deep-a-da. I thought I had another word scramble.
No,
that's
no,
how
you're
competent
doing good
we
so
are.
Far.
It's gotten better to the point where at least now I know when I do it. It doesn't just like fly out, and then I'm after the fact wondering why everyone's laughing at me.
It still happens that way.
Sometimes, but it's gotten better.
Well.
So we'll help you... pretend to be more competent.
Yes, we'll tell you how.
That's coming. We also have some ideas that are bizarre that people have on social media.
But they end up being genius.
So there's that. We are going to bring back the category game, or alphabet yo butt, as I think we should call it. And then also, we are going to take a four-question quiz. That is the three of
this
us.
This is
going to
be the scariest quiz we take.
I love when we take quizzes and tests on this show.
I don't like this one.
It is going to determine how likely it is for our relationships to end in the next 5 years.
Oh, great!
This is bad.
Okay, good.
And you can take it along with us and see how terrible your life is.
We're not going to give you a choice. It's all happening on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
Wrong with being, what's wrong with being, what's wrong with being?
When you think of competence, What do you picture?
Not us.
Right. Which is why I'm asking, what is it? Because we should probably aspire to be those things.
Yeah.
The voices are back again.
What? That was you.
Yes, Satan, I listen. Oh, anyway. So this is these are some tricks from Business Insider. 9 tricks to instantly appear more competent. Not be, appear. It's because appearances are everything.
Yeah.
Right? If you can fake it till you make it, you're fine.
That's been my whole life.
Don't be like that that actor and not make it. You got to stick with it. You've got to portray something false and then make sure that nobody finds out that you've been lying the whole time.
Yeah.
What actor are we talking about?
The thing
the
I
one
just,
we just talked,
talked
about.
Like,
oh, okay.
Literally 5.5 minutes ago in the last segment.
Sure.
You
okay.
were here for it.
I forgot already.
Apparently. Yeah. No, that's... Thank you, Mickey, for being... What was it? How do we intro her on the show today? That's not accurate at all.
No.
Anyway, here's your 9 tricks to appear more competent. So, Mickey, the next time you go to, like, a county meeting or something to try and get them to...
We're so cool.
Yeah, to get them to agree to open your skate park again somewhere, anywhere, in anyone's vicinity.
It's not why we go to county meetings, but that's okay.
Well, whatever.
What, do you go for fun?
They go to complain about the kids that keep throwing garbage in their yard.
The ball keeps going into my lawn.
So the first trick is to speak quickly.
Oh, Crisco, you do that and you mess up your words.
Right, so that I appear less competent when I try to speak quickly.
Yeah.
See, I'm getting in my own head now and I know I'm going to screw up because I'm thinking too much about the things that I'm saying now.
Yeah. That's what we hope for.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
It's what we thrive for every week.
So say it fast. In one 1975 study published in the journal...
Look, he's doing it now.
Language and Speak.
1975.
Oh, back in the day in the old times.
1975, right?
Yeah.
That's a year. It existed. It happened.
I'm see, just saying it's from that long ago.
Look at you. You're getting all, like, paranoid.
I am. I'm like, what am I saying? Am I saying the right stuff? I can't believe what's in my own mouth.
We will save that little clip. That little ditty is a good one.
I'm just hoping Mickey was laughing over the end of it.
I don't care.
Not usable.
We will use it.
So Brigham Young University researchers had 28 university students listen to recordings of 6 people whose voices had been manipulated.
There it is.
Finally, it happened.
Yeah.
They had been manipulated.
I stumbled a little bit, but I recovered.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They had been manipulated to sound slower or faster than normal. And I guess the point was they thought that the people who spoke faster sounded smarter.
Okay.
Well, you figure there's people down south talk slower, and they're always like this. It doesn't make you seem smart. It makes you seem a little dopey.
Or just tired, incredibly tired.
I remember when I was down in Texas.
I think listening to him do that took years off my life, actually.
I was like, I kind of want a nap now.
Forever.
You got to talk like you got a little molasses coming out. It's dripping from your mouth.
From your pores? Where? Like just
dripping out.
You're just sweating syrup.
Just come out like this. But when I was down in Texas, everybody down there, like that was a native of Texas, always thought I talked way too fast.
I got that when I came from Massachusetts.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just like, whoa!
Yep.
So more recent research actually even suggests that speaking quickly is also a sneaky way to win an argument.
Well, yeah, because no one knows what you're saying.
So if we just talk quick, I've noticed it seems like whenever you get two opposing viewpoints on the news or whatever, they just end up talking over each other and yelling at each other. And it's like, nobody's listening. We don't get it.
Yeah.
Just wait your turn for crying out loud.
No, but they figure if they can talk like this and they can say it really fast, that's what makes them win.
Yeah, Mickey, the next time you argue with me, I'm just going to talk really fast and then everybody's going to think that I'm smarter than you. Ha!
Oh, they're not going to be smarter if you say that.
Now.
Ah! Up next, if you're a woman, consider wearing makeup. That's not sexist.
Whoa!
That's not sexist at all.
Consider wearing a tight dress.
Hey, toots, why don't you think about dolling yourself up there a little bit?
Look at you trying to be intelligent.
Problem with you broads is you're not wearing enough makeup.
Wow.
This is terrible.
Wow.
In 2011, Nancy Etcoff, although I guess it came... It came from a woman, though, which is weird. Mickey, did you name yourself Nancy Etkoff and go to Harvard?
No.
Because this was Harvard University as well. Yeah. So, led a study in which more than 250 adults looked at photographs of 25 women with different types of makeup. One quarter of them wore no makeup. One quarter were made to look natural. And one quarter were made to look professional. And one quarter were made to look glamorous. As it turns out, judges rated the glamorous women the most competent and the barefaced women the least competent.
Barefaced
yeah,
women.
Yeah, they have the faces of bears. They're just hairy beasts. I mean, that's okay. That's really bad.
That's sexist, beyond sexist.
Yeah. I mean, it's like there's like the opposite effect too, though. Like if you wear too much makeup, people will think that they can't take you seriously because right. You look like you're done up like some kind of sideshow thing.
Whenever I see somebody, and there was the one when I first met the sales girl, and not that she wears a lot of makeup, but just the way she dresses and everything, Shannon.
Right.
The way she did, I immediately thought she was a catty bee.
Yeah, she's like, Shannon's one of the nicest people ever, though.
But because of how she dresses and everything, I just assume.
Outward appearance. Yeah, don't judge a book by its cover, though, right? Isn't that the old saying?
Mm-hmm. I don't read books. So that means nothing.
Explains a great deal. Up next, ask for advice. Helps you appear more competent.
Well, yeah, because you're smart enough to know
what
you
mean,
don't know.
No? What do you mean no? What are you talking about?
I don't get it.
I understand asking for advice is a good way to help you actually become competent, but how would that make you appear competent?
Because
you
you're smart.
Ask a question.
You're smart enough to know when you don't know something.
Yeah, it makes you. Yeah. It gives the illusion of humbleness. You know, you come off as humble, and then people might think, "Oh, look, he's asking advice because he actually wants to learn." You know, he's not just thinking he can do it himself. Like that's competency to some people.
I guess,
and through a certain. Mickey, I didn't
As
do
this
whole research,
sheet
okay?
is about lying to people.
Yeah.
I mean, not wrong.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's not lying unless you get caught.
But apparently, though, sexism continues. Don't ask for advice if you're a man in a leadership position.
Yeah. Mm.
As I wag my finger around. While soliciting advice can generally help you look more competent, a 2015 study published in the Leadership Quarterly.
Ooh, all buttoned up.
Dust off that shoulder a little bit. Found that asking for help may make male leaders in particular seem less competent.
That's stupid.
It is kind of dumb.
Yep.
Yeah. But guess what? I've met like a whole bunch of friggin' tools over the course of my life who did not know what they were doing. And it's like, hey, guess what? If you were just open to advice, maybe I wouldn't want to kick your teeth down your throat so much.
But I guess
times.
they're looking at it as, if you don't know the job, how are they going to believe you? Maybe.
I would rather, though, like, listen, I would rather somebody who's in a leadership position admit that, like, they need to figure out what's going on better than just pretend like they know and be abundantly obvious that they don't.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Like, the worst thing is when somebody pretends like they know what they're doing and you know that they don't, but they keep putting on those airs like, oh, no, I know. It's no, you don't. And now you just seem ignorant and stupid because you think you know and you don't. Ignant, yeah. Up next is act a little cold. Mickey, you've got this in spades.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're wearing a jacket, a hat.
No, I don't mean that kind of cold. I mean like cold as ice, you know, like bitter, angry.
What's colder than being cold? Ice cold. Learned that from Outkast.
It's true.
I took advice.
We tend to judge people on two main traits when we first meet them, warmth and competence. But is it possible to be rated highly on both? According to a 2009 study published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology and led by Belgian and American psychologists. Mm. You can trust those Belgians.
Well, they
make pretzels.
And waffles.
That's right. Suggests that groups of people who are warmer are also judged as less competent. So that steely
so
cool.
You're warm and fuzzy, you're dumb.
Right, yeah. I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You come off as a bit airy, maybe, if you're too warm.
Flighty.
You're a gem. You are a gem today. Yeah, meanwhile, we're scared of Mickey, and that makes her.
Well, that's what I mean. You know, so Mickey, I imagine the listening audience probably thinks she is of the utmost competence then, because the way that you're always so steely cold and just staring daggers at us all the time, your sharp wit ready to insult at any time.
Yeah, but they don't see any of that. They just don't hear me, so.
I could feel your daggers even when I'm not looking at you, and I'm sure they can too.
When you don't talk, they know.
Right.
They know.
You're just sitting there silently judging us.
Judging.
So you appear more competent if you post a profile photo taken from a distance. Yeah, because they can't see your ugly, smashed face, and they can't judge you based on
that. No, it makes you look like this is a portrait of me. Yes.
Like Lazy E standing on a mountainside, the sun setting in the background, all a bald eagle flies overhead.
Yeah, but I don't know.
This is the most competent man who's ever lived.
I don't know how competent it is if, like, there's all that scenery that you just explained, but I'm sitting there mooning the camera.
I think that makes it better. That just elevates it to a whole new level. You've, like, ascended to a new dimension of consciousness
at that point. I'm competent. The leader of competence.
Make your face look slightly wider. as we both just puff our cheeks out.
How you doing? I'm competent. So is that why people get Botox?
It doesn't widen your face. It freezes it in place so that it can't move.
It makes them look like the Joker, where it's like, I gotta look beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, the place where I work now, we have to wear badges, right, when we walk around the building.
Stinking badges?
Right, yeah. But they take your picture when you first get hired there, but then when they Photoshop it into the badge, rather than cropping it to the size of the spot on the badge where the picture needs to go, they just stretch it. So now everybody looks like their face is like wider than a freaking truck and coming down the street. And it's like, we all look terrible. I don't think it makes me look competent at all. I think it makes me look like I have trouble picking when to put the Big Macs down.
It's like the meme you all look like, where it's that really goofy drawn face where it's like that smiley, and it's when you're saying something's dopey or something. He's like, eh.
Up next is, don't send professional emails with smiling emoticons.
Well, no crap.
That's like basic 101
anything.
Yeah, like communications. Business. Yeah, business communication strategy. You just don't do that. That's just unprofessional.
I like emojis.
We all like emojis, Mickey.
Go move to Australia. They're putting on their license plates now.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, the first year of this podcast, we were, like, ODing on emoji content on this show? Like, we couldn't get enough of it. We were mainlining emojis right into our blood. We finally kicked that habit. Don't you bring me back in.
Hi.
Oh, she looked like an emoji there.
She always looks like an emoji. Tell a joke, but only if you're sure it's appropriate for your audience.
I think it's very appropriate, every joke I say. I was going to say one in the beginning about science, but looking at it and realizing it's kind of boring, you kind of have to be, oh, I forgot the punchline, damn it. I was trying to fish for it.
Man, if that isn't the most appropriate thing for this show.
It'll come to me
later. I forgot the punchline.
What was damn that it. About being competent?
Damn it.
Right, yeah.
Well, now I'm dumb.
Shot yourself in the foot.
Thanks.
On that one. Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. That's the whole list. No. See also 15 science back tricks to instantly seem smart. That's like the exact same thing.
Wear more makeup.
Yeah. Apparently that's the key.
Yeah. Woman it up.
If you're a broad, you just got to throw some ink on your face. Shade those eyes there, toots.
So is Post Malone like the smartest man ever?
According to somebody, I assume he must be. Up next, people on social media have bizarre ideas, but are they genius? Did we come up with them?
No.
Then they probably are genius, and we'll dive into this next.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident.
How bizarre.
How bizarre!
How bizarre!
I remember the joke.
What?
How bizarre.
Ooh, baby! It was driving me crazy!
It's making him crazy!
Okay.
Every time I look around.
He's gonna forget the joke if you don't.
Yeah, come on.
It's the 90s again. Come on. Leave me alone.
So, I was gonna say a science.
I'm young again and handsome.
Shut up! Lazy McGee's coming out. No.
We're not even playing a game.
So I was going to tell you a science joke, but they normally are boring, so I try to tell them only periodically.
Ba-dum-bum.
You totally forgot the word for periodic table.
Listen, I am not a smart man. We have that drop. It says I'm not a smart
man.
We
were talking about sexist things earlier, and he forgot the word period. I mean, it makes sense.
Oh. I get it. Because that's a...
Really watch the light bulb come on that one.
There we go.
Off that hard, yeah. All right, this is 23 insane ideas that are actually pure genius. This is according to BuzzFeed, however, so your mileage may vary.
So, but there's people's responses to BuzzFeed.
The user on Twitter is at WhiteBoyBubs.
Oh, they found me.
They're not.
They called me that in high school. WhiteBoyBubs.
Some of these aren't necessarily as good as Reddit names, but we'll take what we can get. Netflix should have a category called Easy to Follow while looking at my phone the whole time.
It's great.
Yeah.
Background noise.
Although, like, for me, watching a good TV show or movie is one of the few times that I can literally just shut everything else off and be focused on one thing.
That's why I like going to the movies.
Right, because, like, you get to enjoy, it's almost like a rest for my brain when I get to just watch something.
Well, I know I could do it, but it's the only time I shut off my phone and it's just out. Like, it doesn't exist.
Now, this is interesting. This takes, like, way more trouble than it's worth, because this guy had to set his phone up on a little tripod at just the right angle, but using FaceTime so he could FaceTime the water to see when it boils while he watches TV in the other room.
Oh, jeez.
So things are falling.
Yeah, I think that was my phone.
It's taking a break for it.
That's a great idea, because that is the worst thing, you know, watching, you know, the water that you watch doesn't boil type of deal. That is the longest waiting ever. There's the best way to say it.
Watch pot never
you
boils.
You could just
right?
get a tea kettle. That way you can hear it go off.
Yeah, I'm going to use a tea kettle to get my spaghetti done.
Well, then you just dump it in the pot after.
Well, they actually make the spaghetti pots, though, with the little
with
button
the whistler
thing. Yeah,
it.
The thing on the
well,
top.
Well, there you go. Problem solved.
Can't you just
no
have
need
fun.
To put your phone
remember
in
when
boiling
I told you,
water.
Remember when I told you last week when we found out how baguettes can move? Yeah, if you missed that episode, miss revolutionary stuff. I told you I'm the one with the imaginary mind.
Imagine yes, you me. Are the one with the imaginary mind. That is absolutely true. 100%. Fully backed.
Yeah, no, I have a more imaginative mind.
The jury is in. The Shut study up. Has come back. Yes,
you
your mind is imaginary.
Worst. You are the worst.
Blah, 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 blah.
Shut
this
up.
Is what he hears when people talk. Through his imaginary ears.
My ears, that's what they're called.
This is incredible. If you're feeling lazy, just know that my mom asked my brother to vacuum his room, but he YouTubed a vacuum sound effect and laid in bed instead.
Again, genius. Wish I would have had that when I was a kid.
Valentine's Day's over. But here's a Valentine's Day idea. Go bar hopping and fake a proposal in each place so that people buy you drinks the whole night.
Oh my God.
We honestly need like the shower thoughts sound effect for that. Look at that on the spot. Wait. Same. See, look, we can produce on the fly. We're fine. That is genius, though.
That's beyond genius.
Throwback to getting groceries to the second floor in one trip. This is actually really smart. It's two people walking with like a broomstick and they have all of the grocery bags hanging off of the broom handle as they're like carrying it up the stairs like that. That's actually genius.
I am the king of getting all my groceries in one trip.
You have to. You don't take two trips.
No, you put them, you have them hanging from your arms. It's actually your arms turn purple.
Right, yeah. Because like, it cuts off the circulation. Yeah.
And you're sitting there, but you're getting in everything plus the cat litter.
The cat litter, the cat food. You got toilet paper to balance somehow, and a case of soda, too.
Yeah. That is... Proofreaders told me. First day we went on a shopping trip when we moved in together, she goes... She saw me. She goes, we'll take a couple trips. I'm like, nah. I walked all the way up with it. She goes, you animal.
Hello Nurse says something similar. She goes, "What a man."
That's right.
I'm like, I can't tell if you're being condescending or not, but I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Yeah, you're just going to let shut everything off.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to take it at face value. Thank you very much. My dad, in the next one, is vacuuming while chewing sunflower seeds, and he's spitting them out right in front of the vacuum to clean them up while he goes. I still have so much to learn from this man who gave me life.
These are the things you don't learn that you should.
Oh, if I ever met a genie, I wouldn't wish for $1 million. I'd wish that whenever I bought something, I'd always have the right amount of money to pay for it in my pocket.
Yeah.
Magic replenishing pocket hole.
Not a terrible idea.
And that means you always have it's like having $1 million.
Yeah.
The purge, but instead of killing for 24 hours, we get to talk to customers the way they talk to us.
Oh,
I like that.
Oh, just let me have that as a radio guy. Just let me talk back.
That's going to lead to a purge because violence will erupt.
Well, yeah, because then they realize.
So please, yeah, let me punch one of these
just
people.
Just one.
Please. Oh, how to get the most out of your ice machine. This is my adult life just peaked. And this is a person who I'm trying to determine. Oh, they're pouring wine into the ice thing. So it freezes the wine into ice cubes that it then drops into your drink.
Oh, my God. That's probably ruining your fridge. But for that brief moment, it's great.
Yeah, because that sugar is going to build up in those lines. And it's going to lead to bad stuff down the line.
But for a good year, that's fun.
Whenever I'm at school, I carry an empty and a full pack of gum. So when people ask me for chewing gum, I show them the empty one and say, "Oh, sorry, I'm out."
Why didn't I know that in high school? If you brought out Altoids in high school, just say goodbye.
Yeah.
They were gone.
They were gone in a period. Just one class. Everybody would want them. A dating app that matches horse girls with men who exclusively take pictures holding fish. Retweet if you agree. No, this is... Okay, so there's a girl at the comic book store that I go to all the time. She was telling us the other week about all of, like, the wild things that she experiences being on, like, Match.com and Tinder and all these other places. And she said that the guys who always send her the wiener pics are always the guys who, like, their profile picture is them holding up a fish that they caught.
Mm.
Oh,
that's the thing. Yeah. So it's a dating app that matches horse girls with men who exclusively take pictures holding fish because those are always like the scumbags.
I go fishing.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good for you.
Right. These are the guys who walk around with their fishing license hanging off of their Dale Earnhardt cap.
Yeah. And that's the best thing. It's not even fishing season.
No.
It's far from fishing
season. There was a guy at the gym the other day who was there wearing like New Balance sneakers, windbreakers, a ratty t-shirt, a baseball cap, and those crappy plastic sunglasses that everyone around our area thinks are so cool over the brim of his hat while he's working out. I'm like, all he's missing is his fishing license at that point. Well, which I'm shocked he didn't have one. Because then again, you never know when the opportunity to fish may arise. While you're at the gym, who knows? A creek may magically appear.
You're fishing for some compliments. That's what you're doing.
The world's greatest ringtone. One time my phone went off during the ACTs. But the good news is that I had set my ringtone as a recording of me sniffing and clearing my throat. Nobody suspected a thing. This is proof that standardized tests don't measure intelligence because that was smart. AF, and I got a 12.
That was good.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I wish I would have thought of this. I feel dumber that I didn't think of this because this is genius. My sister just told me she's been adding words onto the end of essay paragraphs and then changing the text color to white to up the word count on the document. Right? This essay needs to be 4,000 words long.
But wouldn't you notice all the extra spaces?
Well, if you tacked them on at the end of the sheet,
You
made the font small enough, it would work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wow. Just enough to push you over. I mean, what's the teacher going to do? They're going to open the Word document. They're going to look at what it says word count. They're not going to go in and count every word by hand
right.
to make sure that you hit that threshold.
And let me tell you, it would have made my high school life a lot easier because copying and pasting and trying to get that amount of word count was tough.
Shazam, but for strange noises in your house at night.
Oh, the thing that when you hold it up to the radio for certain songs to try to remember what the song is.
Gotcha. I was saying, I don't understand. Yeah, Shazam, okay.
The thing with the thing and the other thing.
Right, it's the app for people who don't know how to say, hey, Google, what song is this? You use the Shazam app and it tells you, you know, the song that's playing. So yeah, so this one would tell you what the strange noise you heard at night in your house
I don't
is.
Want that because it, what if it says, like,
murderer.
Yeah, yeah.
Clown.
Well, for her, it would be all the time.
Yeah. That's just murderer. Oh, go okay. back to sleep. He's looking for some milk. Best thing I ever did at work was bring poop shoes. Shoes you put on.
Oh, I've had this idea forever.
Shoes you put on to take a poop with so people don't know it's you.
You change shoes to go poop.
I'm confused by this man's, because he's using colloquialisms, and I'm old now, so I don't keep up with the trendy, hip lingo of the kids these days. Because the shoes you put on to take a dump with, so people don't know it's you whiling in the stall.
I was whiling before. But that, I've always said, is a genius idea. You bring in the poop shoes. Because then you leave a nasty deuce, and you have those other shoes. You walk out and be like, was that you in there? No, I'm wearing these shoes.
Who is glancing underneath the stall door to try and find out who's taking a dump?
Well, no, but sometimes when you walk
in, people have too much time on your hands.
You're at work going to the bathroom. You're wasting time purposely.
That was like one of the best things, though, is when you take your work dump. That's great.
Oh, yeah, you clock in and then boom, dump.
We should get rid of Valentine's Day and replace it with a second Thanksgiving. That's kind of what Valentine's Day is, though, if you're doing it right. Do what I did. Go to a fancy restaurant. 5-course meal. Bam.
Do you want me to add something to
that?
Go
ahead.
We should all agree with our significant other to celebrate Valentine's Day on February 15th. Everything's 60% off. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. We're getting to the bottom here. This last couple are interesting, though. I had to scroll. Okay. If I have a daughter, I'm going to name her Lizard. And then she'll get the nickname Liz. And everyone will be like, oh, is that short for Elizabeth? And she'll have to say, no, my name is Lizard.
And that's a good way to get your daughter never to date.
Yeah. Yep. It's also amazing, but whatever. In college, we named our intramural softball team No Game Scheduled because if the other team didn't show up, they lost their league deposit and forfeited. It worked several times. Everyone hated us, and nothing as cool as that has happened to me since.
I'm using that.
Idea, memories, but instead of Snapchat, it's Spotify. On this day 2 years ago, you listened to I Fall Apart by Post Malone 24 times. We hope you're doing better.
Spotify has to do that now.
Found a brand new way to get your snacks into a movie. Okay, so it's a girl who has like it's like a dome-shaped thing that you put your snacks in, and then she puts it underneath her hoodie so it looks like she has a baby bump.
Yep.
But as a matter of fact, it is filled with delicious snacks.
You just got to make sure you don't have, like, good memory people at the movies and you go all the time. Because eventually
you are constantly pregnant. At, like, right around the 7-month mark. It's incredible.
Is that baby ever coming out?
couldn't get a taxi home last night, so I went in kebab shop and ordered a delivery to my address and got it with the delivery driver. I'm a genius.
I'm doing that. I am so doing that.
I told everyone at work that I have a twin so that when I see them in public, I won't have to talk to them. Danny.
Oh, Danny, that bastard.
At my funeral, I'm going to hire somebody, this is the last one, with a scar to look over my body and audibly whisper, I should have been the one to finally take you out. Alternatively, they could also whisper, they won't get away with this. I'm going to finish what you started, old friend. That's like that girl who a couple weeks ago, remember she, I don't think we talked about that, but she was on Twitter saying, oh, for $50, I'll like stand off in the distance at your funeral with an umbrella to make it look like you had some kind of shady past.
I always said at my funeral, I want to have somebody have this ready where everybody's sitting there, they're doing their, you know, prayers and everything like that. And then all of a sudden they're just going to play me going,
Hey.
Let me out.
No. I see you guys. This is cool.
I love these ideas. I love all of them. Do you have any? By all means, send them to us. Freaksatafreakaccident.com. We need to be more clever sometimes.
I like the scar guy.
Up next is the category game, or alphabet your butt. Whatever you want to call it. It's next on the show.
Do you enjoy listening to a freak accident?
Yeah, sure.
Visit our website for even more. There's stuff and things and pictures. So visit afreakaccident.com and make some more mistakes.
Go together, let's talk about things that go together.
You alphabet your butt, they go together.
Or the category game.
One of those. So basically, one of us is assigned a letter, and then another one of us reads off a list of things.
Categories.
Right, and we have to name something for each category that starts with that letter.
And you have 1 minute to do it, and whoever gets the most wins.
Mickey, you're going first.
Joy.
No, let's make it more random. Eeny, miny, meeny, miny, Mickey.
Yeah, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, Mickey's going first.
Yeah. Mickey got it. There you go.
Yeah. That actually rhymed, too.
See, we'll just use that every time.
I dig it. All right. So, Mickey, you're going to go first. Do you want me to give me the categories? I'll read them to her. You handle that. Keep track of her score.
All right.
And I'll read you.
Assign her a letter.
Okay.
Yeah, what's my letter?
L.
Oh, great.
The L word.
Since you're a loser. All right. All right. Ready, set, go. Something you find on a beach.
Pass.
A profession.
Landscaper.
A movie.
Land Before Time.
Something that could be in your pocket.
Lighter.
A hobby.
Linguist?
What?
That's not a hobby.
Why not?
A school supply.
Pass.
A sports team.
Lions?
Ah, things you see when you look up.
Lights.
A type of dance.
Pass.
A country.
Lithuania.
An actor.
Liam Neeson.
A company.
I have no idea. Pass.
Something you drink.
Lemonade.
A TV show. She doesn't watch it.
I know. Pass.
I didn't count linguist, because
that's
not
fine,
a hobby.
Fine.
She got 8.
All right. That's you pretty... did way better than last week, which I think was 2.5.
Yeah.
So remember 8. You got 8.
8.
8 sure. Is great.
All right. So you're going to read for him.
Okay.
I'll handle the sound effects. For
you'll
this
handle
one.
This, yeah. You'll this, handle that.
God, what, this iPad is in bad shape.
I like to think of it as quaint.
Okay, and I'll keep track of your score as
well. You know
well.
Where we left off?
Yeah, I got it. Do we have? I'm giving you a letter, I guess.
Yes.
How about E?
E. Oh, great.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Wait. Ready, set, go.
A place you go on vacation.
Everest.
A restaurant.
Pass.
A leader.
Pass.
Something you cook with.
Oh, he sucks.
Noted.
Pass. Hey.
Something you find on the beach.
Eagles.
Sure. A profession.
In America.
A profession. Evangelical quiz. How do you say that?
Evangelical?
Yeah.
That works.
All right.
Sure. A movie.
Is there one called Evangelical? Everest.
Okay. Something that could be in your pocket.
How many did I get? Like 3?
4.
All right. 4. I got half a Mickey.
Half a Mickey. All right.
All right. Well, I'll run this.
Oh, well, weren't you going to read? Or?
Yeah, I'll read.
Okay.
You have never run this.
Oh, this is true. I forgot.
All right. Which one did we
just keep track of my score.
Which one did we leave off on?
Which one was it?
It was a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay.
All right, I'm going to butcher this. I know it.
Did you give him a letter?
Oh, you're getting, V.
Oh, God. It's impossible. There's nothing that starts with V.
I got E.
Plenty of things start with E.
Okay.
No, I'll take V. Fine.
No, I'll change it.
No, no, no. Let it be V. He's Mr. Google over here, remember?
Oh, that's right. You're
Mr.
smarter than Google.
Google. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Great.
You ready? It's a hobby.
Vinter.
All right. A school supply.
Pass.
A sports team.
Vikings.
Things you see when you look up. It's not up there.
Venus.
Okay. All right. A type of dance. Oh, this is easy.
Pass.
A country.
Venezuela.
An actor.
Viggo Mortensen.
A company.
Viacom.
Something you drink.
Water.
No!
No, no, okay, pass.
All right, a TV show.
Vice.
Place you go on vacation.
Vacation?
No.
No, a place you go on vacation.
Venezuela. In another year.
What'd I get?
Eight. We tied!
What in God's name is a vinter?
A vinter is someone who makes wine.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say a dance could have been Vogue.
Is that a dance?
Yeah, you vote.
Yeah, the square thing.
Yeah, right.
I think
that's much, like I just
well,
always
I
thought
mean,
that was the cheesy.
Is it dance move or is it like?
Well, that's no, technically the same thing.
It's a dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be the same thing.
You vote
because like a tango has like 20 well, no, different moves.
But it's called Vogue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's just like the floss. You thrust your hips in two directions and move your fists around. That's you know a dance though. I do like this game, though.
I wanted to do a tiebreaker between you two, but we don't have time.
No, we don't have time.
Maybe next week, the tiebreaker.
Maybe. Maybe we'll do that or something. Something in the future. But just know, Mickey and I are now... I think she won the first time we ever did it,
yeah.
Right? I won the last time, and now we've tied, so...
And I'm whittling away, guys. I'm coming. I am coming right from the back.
Just remember, he said it. E sucks. You heard it here first on a freak accident.
Damn it. Damn me and my beautiful name.
You got to save that.
Yeah.
Up next, what is the probability that we'll break up with our partner within the next couple years?
Great. More positivity to me.
We'll find out on a freak accident.
Do you realize what would happen if you missed an episode of a freak accident? Well, probably nothing. But knowing us, you really don't want to risk finding out. I can't think of anything that I'd
rather do. It's what it is to be in a relationship.
Neo.
Who's that?
Neo.
Oh,
brand new song from us.
Really?
Yeah.
He hasn't been around in like 10 years.
Here he is today.
He's still alive.
For
unbelievable.
This
yeah.
For this show, he came
okay.
back.
So here's the probability you will break up with your partner. You ready? Eeny,
no.
Meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by the Mickey is going first.
All right. All you have to do, it's a simple 4-question quiz. It follows a paragraph.
Okay.
And you fill in the answers and it decides for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So you and Murderer have been together for?
4 years.
Okay, so 3 to 5 years. We...
It starts building on, like, the years.
Your options are married and aren't married, so obviously
aren't married.
Aren't married. I would say our relationship is... You've got excellent, good, fair, poor, or very poor.
Excellent.
Okay. My family makes $75,000 a year or less, or more than $75,000 a year.
What does my money have to do with anything?
Just don't worry. Just say it.
More than...
What? I want to marry Murder.
Dude's got money. All right, so.
And what I love about this, when you take this, and we'll have this up on our Facebook page, when you take it, it slowly diminishes or makes your chances better throughout the years.
Yeah.
Like, you actually see it build.
So this is from QZ.com, by the way, this quiz can be found at, or Quartzy.
Quartzy.com. It might be.
So, Mickey. There is a 6% chance that someone like you will break up with your partner within 1 year.
Well, that's a good start.
Well, you've already... Well, yeah, I guess within the next year.
17% chance within 2 years.
Okay.
26% chance within five.
Wow.
Ooh.
So already in 5 years, you're looking at like one in four of relationships like yours will end.
If you know three other people that are like yours, one of them's going. It's Scientific Fact by Quartzy.
Right.
I've always said
the name you can trust.
That's their new title.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. So you and Proofreader have been together for...
What were the options again?
Well, how long have you been together?
We've been together for five... we're going on 6 years now.
Okay, so we'll go with 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, that's okay. Right now, correct.
We aren't married, right?
Aren't married.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
I would say our relationship is...
Excellent.
Excellent. Family makes...
I'm smart.
More or less than $75,000 a year.
Less.
Less. Okay.
Staunchly less.
There is an 8% chance...
She'll
for you guys
me.
To break up in 1 year.
Let's just put...
No, there's a 100% chance. She'll leave me.
This is all she'll leave me, because I know this is the best I'm going to do.
Right, right. Yeah. That's power, man. She knows it probably, too.
Look at my face.
I've always said you're handsome.
Okay, you. If we got married, 100% staying together.
You're right. So there's an 8% chance within 1 year.
Oh, God.
19 within two, 29 in five.
That sounds like a song, 29 and 5. That's going to be my breakup song.
In 5 years, you're looking at like close to 1 in 3.
So me and Mickey are pretty close
with
that.
Okay, so now it's me. Well, I mean, Hello Nurse and I have been together for like way longer than the rest of you guys. So
what,
it's
10?
Yeah, it's been more than 10 years.
Yeah.
So they know her suffering.
We are married. Our relationship is excellent, and we make less than $75,000 a year.
Staunchly.
There is a 1% chance within 1 year.
All right.
A 1% chance within 2 years, and a 4% chance within five. So basically, the odds are in our favor. To stay together, I mean. Not to break up.
It's finally happening.
It's probably like the 10 to 14 years is probably what did it. That and the fact that, like, unlike you guys, we are married. So
it's harder to break up when you're married.
Right.
You're going to work harder towards it.
Well, that's just it. And the fact that, like, we've already gone through more than a decade, it's kind of like that's your freaking crap.
God, what else is falling? Like your head?
It's like after 10 to 15 years,
you know what I mean?
It's like there's already so much time invested in that. It's like you've learned the nuances and the intricacies of it.
Just out of curiosity, what about for those 10 to 15-ers that aren't married?
Yeah, try that.
Yeah, that's actually a good... Okay, so if you're not married... Wow, holy crap, did that change.
I just saw it. The red came up.
So 7% chance within 1 year, 10% within 2 years, 16 within 5 years.
I think that comes across as probably somebody within that relationship, more than likely the girl, is going to get sick of waiting.
Either that or somebody is purposefully dragging their feet toward that next step.
Yeah.
Which, like, I mean, granted, there are people out there who are okay with never being married, and that's fine, too. But it's like, most people, and that's probably what this test goes off of, is most people, like, eventually make that commitment and settle down. So it's kind of like, if you're not, why not? You know what I mean? That's kind of like probably what the quiz would ask anyway.
Well, and I think that's where myself and Mickey, we get a higher score, because we haven't been together with the people that we're with long enough, and we're not married.
Right.
But I think but that's the whole point, not adding more details to it.
The problem with this quiz, I think, though, is like I just noticed when you change excellent to good, it like skyrockets. Like within 5 years is up to almost 50%.
Well,
it's like that's just going from excellent to good. But it's kind of one of those things like who's going to admit that their relationship is anything other than excellent?
And that
people that are miserable in their relationship.
I mean, I guess
that's how I described when me and the ex were together. They'd be like, "How are you guys doing? Good."
But this is what I mean, though. Like, you don't need this quiz to tell you. You know what I mean? Like, if you're already thinking, "Oh, good," like I'm not going to describe my relationship as excellent. It's kind of like, eh. It's like already. You know what I mean? You're increasing the percentage that you're not happy.
But it might be good for somebody that was like what I was in, where I knew I wanted to get out.
but I think I was comfortable. And I think, as stupid as that sounds, if I did that quiz and looked at it, I think it may have hit a hard reality with me.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. I think a lot of people probably struggle with that same thing. It's like, it's what you know. And it's like, and who wants to get back out on the dating scene now? You know what I mean?
Or like have to deal with a breakup. Like, nobody, as much as people say, yeah, I can break up with somebody. No, nobody is good at breaking up.
And dating sucks. It's awkward. It's weird. You know what I mean? You got to go out. You got to, like, try and present yourself as better than the schlub that you are, and it's like never comes off right.
And it's also all the shared things you have over the course of years, and then if you start living together, it's like there's so many things that have to go through with it. Being comfortable is a real thing.
So you can take this quiz, though. We'll post it at freakaccident.com.
Yeah, and put it on our Facebook.
Yeah, why not? So take it and then like make a decision if you need to, because maybe somebody listening right now has to do that.
If it affects your relationship, we'd like to hear about it. Yep. We won't read your name. Yep. Freaks at freakaccident.com.
I'll leave you anonymous. Yes. I can't guarantee Mickey will leave you anonymous, but I will leave you anonymous.
She doesn't, she doesn't open the email, so you're safe.
What is that look?
Nothing.
That's the look of someone like you
plotting.
Oh. Okay. It looked like I was going to say confusion, but if you're going to go with plotting, okay. Fine. Anyway, that's the show.
That's it.
That is it. That is it. So we, what did we learn today? We learned E sucks. We learned alligators are still awesome.
Yes.
Especially if they're named after Mexican drug lords.
El Chapo.
And what else did we learn?
We learned that you guys are tied in categories.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
What will we learn the next episode? Who knows? But we hope you'll come back for it. In the meantime, visit our website. It's freakaccident.com. You can click connect, and you can visit us on social media. We've got all our links there, so you can come interact with us when there's no show in your ear. Or even imagine that, man. That's like a freak accidentception. You're listening to the podcast and interacting with us on social media at the exact same time.
Boom!
You're like staring into the, you're staring right at the rock of eternity at that point. So come and do that. Connect with us. You can also find us wherever podcasts are downloaded. You may have found us that way already. Who knows? But we're everywhere, whether it's Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify.
But you know what? If you found us on iTunes, if you found us on Google Play Music, wherever you found us, take the next step. Subscribe.
Subscribe. Yeah, that way you get us every time we post a new episode, which is every Thursday. And you can also leave us a good review, too, to help us gain a little bit more clout and better standing on the podcast charts, which is always nice. But we'll be back next week with another brand new episode.
I got something we learned. I realized when we need a segue. There we go.
Crisco screaming like an insane person is always a good segue.
Yeah.
Next week on the show, first we had the Tide Pod Challenge. Then we had the condom snorting challenge, whatever. But this latest challenge that kids are doing, maybe the dumbest one yet.
It is beyond terrible, stupid, and disgusting. It's looking at Mickey.
Wow.
I feel
and
bad.
That's the show.
That actually hurt me.
We'll find out what it is next week on the podcast. We hope you'll be back here for it. Thanks for listening. Catch you soon. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Stop.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.